Welcome to episode 91 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today, we begin our journey into the world of language by looking at an ancient version of a modern social networking site. Move over, Facebook. Ancient Romans were writing on each other's walls long before the internet came around. Archaeologists in Pompeii tell us that graffiti was a common sight all over the city, not just on the main roads to the city, but inside people's houses too. This graffiti wasn't mean-spirited or rebellious. Indeed, it was an accepted form of conversation in ancient Rome. It wasn't uncommon for people to visit each other's houses and carve messages into each other's walls. It was interactive. People would cover walls with stories and poems, which others would add to over time. They would take, for example, the most popular tales and add new twists to them. Be like if today someone wrote on Facebook, "In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit." Then the next person would come along and add whatever he wanted, and so on, creating a community-wide communication, all written on their friends' walls. Everyone from the servants to the rich folk was in on it. Even though ancient Rome was a world without an internet, nothing could stop people's desire to stay in touch with each other, even if it meant they had to write, literally, on their friends' walls. Thanks for tuning in to episode 91 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. Make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Language Week when we say happy birthday to the youngest letter of the English alphabet.